mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we're now into hour number three on this Tuesday, the 12th day of July, 2005. Paul Joseph Watson will give us the latest developments and updates in 30 minutes on the London bombing. Raids all over the country, blowing doors off houses, blowing up cars, all part of a spectacle. Of it creates the psychological perception of more terror at a subconscious level. They're now case closed. It's four suicide bombers. Didn't find their bodies, though, but did find some of their belongings. They're all dead. Case closed. There's no surveillance camera type of any of this, though they might release some. They might have the four bombers together. And so this is all swirling around. We're writing constant articles and analysis and uncovering what's really happening. We will, after this break, play the clip from BBC News 5, where the head of Pfizer Consultants, who was running the drills at the exact same places, at the exact same time the terror attacks took place, and will tell you again why they do that. This is so important. And we're about to go to your calls as well. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. We got John Connor, who 6 months ago or so started the ResistanceManifesto.com. Excellent website, really just out of the gates getting a lot done. And all of you can do this, and I suggest you do. If we do, we'll take this country back rather quickly. And America is the muscle for the New World Order. That means we'll defeat the New World Order rather quickly. John Connor, before we get back to the calls, talking about solutions, where do you see all this going? I mean, what do you see happening in the next few years? What do you think the New World Order is going to do? And what are some solutions to stop them from carrying out their plans?
The major thing that we can do is to just continue to spread the word, because if they know that we have watchdogs that, I mean, the morning of their inside job attacks, that we pretty much break down the story, getting the truth out, I think that that's probably the best way that we can get them to stop doing what they're doing. But I'm also worried that we may be heading for trouble. I'm not sure with the national debt. I'm not sure what's going to happen with this country. We may have some hard times ahead of us before we can rebuild. But
that's right. They can always play the economic card on us.
Yeah, with the national debt spiraling out of control.
Trade deficit spiraling,
yeah,
personal, private, corporate debt at all-time highs.
You've been talking about this. I mean, you know this. The UN is the good cop, the United States is the bad cop, and they're draining the United States for all that they're worth, and then as soon as the energy is done, as soon as all of our power, our military is toast, then they're just going to leave us for dead. So we really got to get out there and get the truth out. Now, Alex, I want to say something about martial law. It really is the best documentary film that I've ever seen in my life. And we know that Michael Moore's Fahrenheit 9/11, while it was a shill and full of half-truths, what happened last year was a film, a simple video, got and almost through an election. And you go to anybody on the street, almost every single person in this country at least knows about that film and knows about the information that was in there. And martial law is 10,000 times more powerful than that video, and everybody out there listening, we really need to just continue making copies, getting the truth out. And one of the things, it's the reasons it's so important to get a video out to people or to give them a book, is because if you sit there and say, hey, this is what happened, it raises so many questions, and you have to sit there and have a three-hour conversation with this person to answer the questions and to go over the information. So if it's much easier to just say, look, here's what happened. Here's a three-hour video.
Well, it's also a record. They can give it to somebody else. They can give it to somebody. It, you know, floats around.
Alex, I got the phone number memorized, 888-253-3139. Get a copy.
All right, John, thanks. Well, tell folks to get your book, too. I can't wait to get it as soon as it comes out here in the next few weeks. All right, we'll be right back and take some of your calls and get more into the controlled terrorism paradigm.
There
is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at heartandbodyextract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, now 5 days later, the government hasn't released any video, though they're probably gearing up to do that. But they are saying that all four of the bombers blew themselves up. Maybe they think why they found some of their belongings, they're not sure. But the headline is, bombers killed themselves, but then later, well, we're not really sure. Or, Al-Qaeda takes responsibility. Or a message board praised it. Is that good enough? And the Bush family member owns it, but let's not really worry about it. But the big smoking gun right now is the fact that Netanyahu was warned. That's now been confirmed. We have those articles posted on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Sheffield did have sweeps of all the buses 36 hours before the bombings because they did get the warning from the Israelis. And then that also ties in to the biggest smoking gun of those three, and that is drills of the exact same thing happening at the exact same time at the exact same places. Okay? That's impossible. And same thing on 9/11. They were running drills of flying hijacked jets for the World Trade Center and Pentagon. And when that came out, the media focused on, oh, yeah, there were drills 2 weeks before and a year before. No, we mean drills that morning. This is admitted. That's impossible. It's a joke. Why did they do it? It's the cover story for good people in government that pick up the chatter, that pick up the blips, that pick up the bombers. And in case one of the bombers gets caught doing it, oh, he was just part of the drill. That's what the Russians claimed in 1999 when Moscow police caught the KGB, now renamed as the FSB, planting bombs in a fourth building to blame it on the Chechnyans. And when they got caught planting bombs in the fourth building, real bombs, they said, oh, it was just a drill. Yeah, three guys in the basement planting bombs in the apartment building. So let's go ahead and play this clip from the BBC News 5 on the night of the 7th last week. Here it is.
The thing that concerns me is that what are we doing for the thousands of men and women actually who are in London working? And I say that because at 9:30 this morning we were actually running an exercise for over a company of 1,000 people in London based on simultaneous bombs going off precisely at the railway stations that happened this morning. So I still have the hairs on the back of my legs standing upright.
To get this quite straight, you were running an exercise to see how you would cope with this, and it happened while you were running the exercise.
Precisely. And it was about 9:30 this morning. We planned this for a company. And for obvious reasons, I don't want to reveal their name, but they're listening, they'll know it. And we had a room full of crisis managers for the first time they met. And so within 5 minutes, we made a pretty rapid decision. This is the real one. And so we went through the correct drills of activating crisis management procedures to jump from slow time to quick time thinking and so on.
That's all.
All right, there you go. Then we have the ITN TV piece where he literally, word for word, says the exact same thing. And the questioner, the interviewer, the reporter, says the exact same question. I mean, this is, why did they do this? Is this another cover? If they go public and just admit it in plain view, they go, see, no big deal, in case people discovered it? Or is it what I think it probably is? This guy was just hired, now admittedly, by the London Underground to do this, and he doesn't know. He's all freaked out. He's out there talking about it. Former top head of anti-terrorism for Scotland Yard. Your comments on that clip, John Connor?
Unbelievable. The first thing that I did after I heard about the bombing was check out Infowars.com and just to see what was going on. And when that clip surfaced, I mean, I just about puked because here we have caught them red-handed again. This is the same old story. And I don't think that they knew that this guy was going to be going on the BBC and making this public. And one thing that we need to do, and one thing that I've been doing since this bombing had happened, is you copy these articles on PrisonPlanet.com, and you got to email them to everybody. Drudge Report's got a little box on there for anonymous tips, and just about, you know, every day I'll just email them a news link or a website or an article, and we just got to keep doing this to get the word out, because this is just blatantly obvious. It can't get any more in your face as to what they're doing, and it just really makes me sick.
I mean, what is the mathematical chance that at all these major events, they're running in a drill of the exact thing happening at the exact time, at the exact place?
I would say literally less than someone getting struck by lightning twice in the same day.
I mean,
I'm not a statistician, but it's just unbelievable. Just it's got to be one in millions.
Yeah, it's watching similar statisticians do studies of things with even less variables, and it's in the billions. I mean, clearly, folks. I mean,
it doesn't get any more obvious than this.
Well, do the math of 220-something train stations. What's the chances that they're going to pick the exact three? I mean, what would the odds be on a slot machine where you only had three chances out of 227? You have to have all three of those exactly. Out of 227 choices, those exact three roll up.
And then
it's not just picking those exact three, it's also what's the chance out of a 24-hour period having it being at the exact same time.
And then
overlapping these numbers, it's impossible.
To tie the Benjamin Netanyahu's advance warnings in, that would be like somebody calling saying, okay, well, this person's going to win the lottery today using these numbers. So it just, you add in the prior warnings that Netanyahu got, and all the evidence, it's undeniable, and the conclusion that it leads to is 100% prior knowledge, inside involvement.
And then you do the mathematics. If you added in 9/11 having the exact same time, exact same place, exact same thing, mm-hmm. I mean, that's just, it's ridiculous.
It's unbelievable. I mean, it doesn't get, I can't stress this enough.
I do have a number for you. Remember the Chicago Mercantile on the first anniversary of 9/11, coming up 9/11?
Mm-hmm.
With like four zeros behind it?
Mm-hmm.
They did do that. The Associated Press had a statistician do it. It was like one out of 14 billion something.
Yeah,
and then at the same time, the New York Lottery also had 9/11. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yeah, it just shows the level of control that these people have. And for somebody who's maybe new to the broadcast and says, well, how can this happen? They haven't been just doing this overnight. This is something that this the Illuminati, These globalists have been planning literally for hundreds of years. They've been grooming these people. They've been infiltrating places of power in government and in the media.
Oh, so, yeah, the globalists are very hard workers.
Yes, they really are. They're working very hard to usher in Satan's kingdom. And this is something they've been planning. It's not like somebody just went and got a job at the lottery last week. I mean, they have generations of members and of pawns and of puppets that are and placed in strategic locations, in strategic points, in businesses, in politics, and they're just pulling the shades. They're the men behind the curtains, and we're pulling that curtain down more and more, and it's really becoming obvious.
It is. Let's take a call. Let's go ahead and talk to Bruce in Colorado. Bruce, go ahead.
Yes, on that note of it really becoming obvious, which I think is really good to go into what I have to say right now, James McKinney and Stan Dale both say that the Illuminati has another agenda after the terrorists that they're inventing and creating, and that is a manufactured threat from outer space. And that War of the Worlds was actually a mind control experiment to see how easily people would fall for that and become threatened by it. And in other words, with as long ago as War of the Worlds was, when they put it on the radio and tried to see if everybody gets scared from it.
What was it? Halloween, 1937?
Something like that. But from what I understand, the Illuminati back then was planning first terrorism. Well, not first terrorism.
Well,
then it was terrorism. Yes.
Yes, that's actually true.
Right.
And the big UFO movement is really just a New Age front movement.
Yes.
And at the same time, I heard H.G. Wells on KTSA from like a 1939 broadcast he did with Orson Welles together in studio in San Antonio. I own it. I ought to dig that out and play it. It's somewhere around here. And they basically admit that it was a test. And do you know about H.G. Wells, sir?
Yes, I do. I know he's an Illuminati member.
Well, yeah, I mean, he wrote a book called The New World Order and said they're going to kill the Christians.
Right.
And it's sad that all these beautiful people are going to, you know, they seem like nice folks, but still we got to kill them for our one world government.
Right.
And he was a futurist for the crown, a Fabian socialist.
Yeah.
Let me get a comment from John Connor on that.
Yeah, he's making a very good point, and I know that Paul Watson covers that in Order Out of Chaos. It was called Project Bluebeam, which is the technology that they would use to actually broadcast.
Giant holograms.
Yes, and they're either going to do the giant holograms, or they would have top-secret aircraft come flying around and try to scare everybody into...
Well, by the way, that's even admitted. They even come out on Discovery Channel and stuff and admit that the Army, since the 1970s, has been secretly developing holograms to project Allah or Buddha or Jesus. So that's even been on TV.
Well, you have a clip on PrisonPlanet.com of Ronald Reagan actually saying that perhaps we need some outside threat, like an alien invasion, to get everybody to set aside their differences and to come together for a common cause. So Ronald Reagan said that it's coming. Now we have this Illuminati pawn, Scientologist, devil worshiper Tom Cruise, putting out the propaganda, conditioning everybody, getting everybody ready. So, yeah, that's a very real thing. So we got to know that if any space aliens are coming down, folks, it is a complete fraud. They're not aliens. It is a lie.
Well, wait a minute. One more thing. They could very well be demons, and a lot of people believe that the aliens that some people see are actually demons.
Sir, I appreciate your call. Listen, I don't go into this on the show. I stick to documents and bills and things, and I know I had David Icke on yesterday, but, you know, that's covering the stuff that, you know, he goes over that can be proven. The distances in space, I mean, I have no doubt that out of hundreds of billions of galaxies that Hubble's photographed, that there, you know, that there's life out there. But the distances, all of this, I mean, it's classic, folks, and I just... This is not a UFO show. I don't want people tuning in for the first time, because in 5 minutes I'm going to be talking about the London bombing. And that's something I can prove. That's an inside job. So then if people hear UFO, though, they're going to associate that and discredit the life-saving work we're doing. We'll be right back with our guest, John Connor. More of your calls. Mike and everybody else, stay with us. We got Paul Watson coming up, too.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugars, saturated fats, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of...
Let's go to some more of these calls. Mike in Arizona, you're on the air with our guest, John Connor. Go ahead.
Yes, hi. Alex, I hope you'll keep this story about the London bombing and the simultaneous exercises featured prominently on your website. This really is the smoking gun, equivalent to Building 7, respect to 9/11.
We're going to write an update on it and make sure it stays on the main page.
Good, because I called the Arizona Republic yesterday. It's the main newspaper down here in Phoenix, in southern Arizona, and talked to one of their senior editors, told her about it. She seemed interested. But didn't see anything in the paper today, and I'd bet money that they need to know that we know. I also called Homeland Security, the Arizona Homeland Security, and made them aware of it. The guy I talked to was a DPS detective, and he seemed genuinely interested, said he would follow up on it.
I mean, did he understand why that was important, though?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, what are the chances of having a drill at the exact same locations, exact time? I mean, come on, cops. You're not stupid.
Yeah. No, he seemed to grasp the importance of it. And, you know, these guys, you know, we'll have to assume that they're on our side. I'm sure
most of them are. They're just compartmentalized. And when they get hit by the truth, they normally just dust themselves off and keep going. It's the rare man that gets hit by the truth and it changes their life. And, yes, I'm stealing that quote from... Churchill, but go ahead.
Yeah, but this guy was actually specifically involved with terrorism, and so he was the right man to be talking to, and like I said, he seemed interested in
details.
Now,
just getting them to talk, just getting the officers to go look at it, they'll all know the truth, even if nothing ever happens.
Right, and, you know, when that day comes... And
yeah, when the feds are having a drill in Phoenix, they'll know, and then that could blow them wide open, yeah.
Exactly. So I'd encourage all your listeners to do the same thing.
Yeah, well, a lot of what we do is we plant info bombs or like landmines for the globalists. And so the more of these mines we lay down by waking people up, they got to watch their step.
Yep.
Let me get a comment from John Connor on that.
Yeah, I want to commend the listener for actually taking the active role of calling Homeland Security. And, you know, these we got to get the word out to our friends, family, police chiefs, pastors. We got to start on the bottom and work our way up. So that if they pull something like this again, or if or when, if it's here, if it's in another country, that the good people within the government will say, wait a minute, I've seen this, this is the third time that this has happened now, that they're running drills of the same exact event. Something really stinks here. So I think that we all need to just continue to get the word out, and you know, prayers go out to you, brother.
And for those that don't know, it's the perfect cover is why they do it. Anything else, Mike?
Yeah, no, sir, that's all.
Thank you for the call. Let's talk to John in New York. New York City. Welcome, John.
Oh, Central New York, not New York City.
It was a paste picante sauce joke. Go ahead.
All right. Just on the bombs in London there, you know, hey, they can take fingerprints in a few hours. They got a couple bombs there with supposedly some fingerprints on it. How come we haven't heard nothing? And also, that was another thing that they were referring to, is that the technology today has allowed us to be able to see through buildings and whatnot. And Stan Dale today on his interview with Power Hour saying they could actually produce a product through space, they can transfer something as the transport on Star Trek.
Well, this just keeps coming up. Yeah, I don't touch it.
Okay.
Yeah, just
and,
show.
But anyhow, still, they didn't take any fingerprints. And again, did you know the gold was sold prior to the bombing going off in England?
Yes, we saw that the day of the event and posted it. Our record manipulations and a lot of evidence of insider trading and put options as usual. And
oh, yeah.
Of course, it leads back to our friends in government, but it's no big deal.
Are you aware of that the 8th edition of Black's Law Book also has deleted the definition of the United States being a corporation? It's now like a historical monument.
Really? Interesting, sir. I appreciate the call. Well, John Connor, in closing, theresistancemanifesto.com, you got about a minute. What would you like to impart to us before you bon voyage?
Well, everybody, the book will be shipping in 6 days. I posted about a third, if not half, of the book on the website, theresistancemanifesto.com. Check it out. If you like it, support me. Get the book. You'll get a hard copy. It's a nice, perfect-bound book. And it basically charts the satanic ideologies from the Illuminati to how Adam Weishaupt illuminated Freemasonry. And it's just a whole smorgasbord of about the best, most up-to-date issues on the New World Order, from the phony White House reporter Jeff Gannon being involved in planning fake stories, to the kidnapping of Johnny Gosch, to the Church of Satan, Michael Aquino. Just it's a whole cross-reference and a concordance of the New World Order. Check it out. If you like it, I'll send you a hard copy.
All right, John, keep up the good work. Keep engaging the enemy at point-blank range, and God bless you.
Thanks, brother.
Take care. All right, we are going to have Waddy Watt on with us when we return, and more of your calls and a bunch of other news I haven't even gotten to yet. It's going to be jam-packed.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Soon, the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
You know, I've had that liner in there a couple years. I don't know who mixed that. It sounds like, sounds weird, doesn't it? But hey, we are weird here. You know, we love freedom. All right, I know we got loaded phone lines and just a ton of news here I want to go over, but joining us for the balance of this transmission is Paul Joseph Watson. And Paul, you've just updated PrisonPlanet.com, and so then InfoWars.com is being updated as we speak, replicating the work, tracking the latest developments concerning the bombing. Just luckily, just like with Madrid or anything else, all the patsies are dead, and the headlines are, bomber dies on bus, bombers die on trains, and then it says, oh, they're suspected of it, maybe, sort of. But the headline is, case closed, basically, Paul. So, and then all over your country, they're blowing up cars, doing raids, which has the illusion of more terrorism, really, just in the base psychological response that people are having to it. So, Paul, what's going on?
Well, yeah, obviously, as you just mentioned, they've come out with the announcement that all the bombers died in the bombing, which is very convenient. It's interesting that they let the story about police snipers shooting suicide bombers at Canary Wharf, they let that float for a few days, never actually admitted to it or gave it much credence. But it was
because that creates the illusion that they were doing something.
Yeah, and if it takes them, what is it now, 4 or 5 days to come to that conclusion, then it suggests that it's just another line on the storyboard.
Absolutely. And at the same time, we now have them saying it was military explosives. Terrorist gang used military explosives. And then at the same time, we have the confirmation that Netanyahu was warned. We know that they were sweeping buses in Sheffield, where you live, 36 hours before. The cameras malfunctioned on the bus, but they're not talking about the hundreds of cameras around it. But now they're saying maybe they do have some videotape they'll be showing us, Paul.
Well, yeah, they appealed to the public for all mobile phone videos, which they dressed up as an attempt to find the culprits, but obviously it's to control the information that we see. There's another story going up on prisonplanet.com as soon as I get off the air, which I've already written, which is postings on a London Evening Standard newspaper forum. Now, we don't take forums as the gospel truth, unlike the government.
Yeah, but sure. Did you say that in the article?
Yeah, it's the first paragraph. But it's just stories of Londoners who experience very peculiar circumstances with their journeys before the bombings. And as I said, it's not concrete evidence of anything, but
nonetheless. It's pretty important if it fits in with the drills that were being run.
Well, yeah, here's one of them, for example. The poster asked the question, did anyone travelling before the attacks began yesterday notice anything peculiar on their tube journey? I catch the Piccadilly line at 7:15 a.m. each morning to reach my work in Kensington by 8 a.m. Normally, all seats are taken by Finsbury Park and carriages are packed by King's Cross. However, yesterday my tube journey was eerily quiet. For the first time ever, there were spare seats in my carriage and all the way through Zone 1. It was noticeable enough for me to wonder what on earth was going on. This was at 7:45, over an hour before the attacks began. So that mirrors the low plane occupancy on 9/11.
All four planes had exactly 20% occupancy. Not if you average the four planes together, they had 20%. No, 20%, 20%, 20%, 20%. But both United and American had computer malfunctions and only let that many people get on, Paul.
It's all one big coincidence, just like the exercises at the exact same points and times of the bombings. Then there's another posting which agrees with it and talks about how one individual had caught a tube at 7:15 a.m, but the stations were closed and there were armed police emergency vehicles screeching towards it, and this was at 7:15 a.m.
Well, let's admit it, you had a 1,000-person drill going on with the London Underground and Visa Consultancy at the exact same time, exact same place. And by the way, we need to get the mathematics, the statisticians out there. We need to do the calculations on that, Paul. Because, what are there, 220-something stations, and then three places got bombed. What is the chance that they were doing drills at all three places at the exact same time? So you do the calculation out of 24 hours that they would be doing the drill at the exact same time. That is a low probability. Then you add that probability into the exact same places at the exact same time. It's over. I mean, it's just impossible.
There was actually also one of these fake documentaries where they hired real BBC news reporters to cover a terrorist attack on the London Underground, and that was in May of this year that they aired that on BBC. And they've been doing drills on there for a long time.
And your police chief said it will be attacked, but they lowered the guard just a few months ago.
Yeah, and also with these bomb alerts, which I talked about, in my city of Sheffield, less than 2 days before the bombing. Now I found out today that there were also alerts in Cardiff, the capital of Wales, and Edinburgh, the capital of Scotland.
Are you updating that story and re-releasing it?
Yeah, I've already done it. It's already
up there. What must be done, Lord Watson.
So there were similar bomb alerts in those two capital cities. In Cardiff, July 4th, to 3 days before the bombing, in Edinburgh, July 5th, 2 days before the bombing. So again, we have major bomb alerts in cities which aren't usually subject to them. Obviously London is, but Sheffield certainly isn't, and I would expect the same of Cardiff.
You said you could never remember one, and it's never been bombed.
It hasn't been bombed since the Blitz in World War II. So
36 hours before, though, they're searching the buses and they're telling everybody this. I mean, this is ridiculous.
That's right, and it's certainly interesting to see Reuters report today that 12,000 U.S. troops have been ordered not to go anywhere near London. And this is out of Reuters. All 12,000 members of the U.S. Air Force stationed in Britain have been banned from visiting London because of last week's bombings, newspapers reported on Tuesday, and One Daily slammed the decision as timid. So they've got 12,000 of them going
nowhere. Our military doesn't usually do that. My parents are over there right now. I told them not to go. And I sure hope the globalists don't blow something up again.
Well, there still remains a chance that with these, if we are to believe that the four bombers were killed in the bombings, I suppose there is a small chance that they were copycat individuals, which is what Greg Palast is saying, because of the fact that the explosives were so weak, and yet they did come from military establishment insiders, as this French police investigator said.
Well, we have MI5 and MI6 and Army Intel in the past. This is BBC, London Telegraph. Again, we're the leaders of the terror groups. Our government agents, and they order their underlings to carry out the bombings. So it could be that. I mean, when we say government bombing, we mean that too, as well. I mean, Operation Gladio, the CIA would go out and hire right-wing extremists, nut jobs, nutters, as they're called over there, and have them go carry out these events. So, I mean, yeah, that's the classic MO. It's like hiring the mob and Charles Harrelson, who's now in prison for shooting a judge, to go do a killing. Of course they don't get their hands dirty. Of course they use intermediaries. But, I had read, Paul, and you live in England, your brother lives in London, but I had heard this area was pretty much working class, and that, what is England, 20% Muslim now? It's pretty easy to pick a bus or a train that's got a Muslim on it and go over and set your satchel down next to them.
Well, it is.
I mean, that'd be like if I wanted to blame blacks for a bombing and I wanted to say Black Panthers did it. I just go on a bus where a young black guy is, and this is hypothetical. I'm not saying I'm going to do this. This is hypothetical. If the government wanted to blame a black guy, they could just go put a bomb next to a black guy. It isn't very hard to find black people. I mean, America is 12% black. England is 20% Muslim. So it'd be easier to find a Muslim in London than to find a black guy. Go ahead, sorry.
Well, certainly, I mean, we always come to the bottom line, which is who benefits. And the latest polls suggest 86% public support for tougher anti-terrorism measures.
Which you said on Thursday, watch the numbers flip. You had 80% against it, now 80%, yes. But we've caught your government doing false polls before.
Well, that's right. I don't even believe these polls, because the consensus, even on things like that London Evening Standard forum, which I mentioned earlier, these are people that don't read our articles. They're just going off their gut instinct. And I mean, they're all saying the same thing. I haven't got one email attacking me on this issue since it happened Thursday morning.
And what are you getting, 2,000 a day? That's what I'm getting.
Yeah, I've had about 4 or 5 times the amount of email, obviously, since it happened. Not one attacking me. I mean, there was one which was masked, so it appeared to come from Visor Consultants, but it was a fake email address, and that was it, and it wasn't even, it was just a swear word, so not even one proper attack, and dozens of messages of support and encouragement. So I don't believe the sentiments at a stage where 86% of people would support the government and whatever.
Well,
they
we've
want to
caught
do.
The British government on the vaccines. I mean, that's mainstream news putting out false polls. Our government's caught with hundreds of millions of dollars of fake newscast. I mean, the fake Pat Tillman, the fake Private Lynch. I mean, this is all fake, folks.
Well, yeah, they got caught with the ID cards poll on the BBC website. People who were sending in votes and calling up votes saying no, they didn't want it. And their votes weren't included due to a technicality, according to the BBC and the government organization.
Well, it's simple. If you've got 4 or 5 big polling companies, this is what focus groups do. That's why I know how to do this, because I've studied it, is that you can tell if there's a poll that's a fraud by looking at other similar polls that use similar pieces of information, similar crowds that they questioned. And, you know, if one is saying 30% like it, but the other says 75% like it, one of those polls is a fraud.
Well, that's right. Another peculiarity is the World Tribune reports advanced bombs were so powerful that none of the dead have been identified.
But now they're saying they're little bitty Pop-Tart bombs. Those are medium-sized bombs. They look like 4 or 5 pounds of plastic that wasn't very well shielded or contained to cause a larger explosive. I mean, it peeled off the roof of that bus, but I mean, it doesn't take much power to do that. These things look like they were like hand grenade strength or something.
Well, the photos came out, the bus bombing, yesterday, close-up photos, and the vast majority of the people are still there, standing up on the top of the bus without bad injuries. So they're throwing out a lot of very contradicting things about the power of the bombs. It's interesting because they've done it with other things, like the report of suicide bombers being shot. So they're trying to muddy the waters.
Well, absolutely. Meanwhile, Paul, we're not talking about Alberto Gonzalez for the Supreme Court, though they're pushing him all over TV, telling us what a great guy he is, not mentioning the court. And we're not talking about Karl Rove, who sold out Valerie Plame and over 100 CIA agents. We're not talking about the open borders. We're not talking about the Supreme Court land grabbing. We're not talking about the Iraq war anymore. Just Bush is grandstanding at the cadet outfit for the FBI, saying we got to expand the war on terror and attack them so they don't attack us. So maybe Bush will attack Switzerland this time. I mean, he attacked a country that wasn't involved last time.
Well, yeah, and isn't it amazing that these terrorist attacks, just by pure coincidence, never target the actual establishment figures they're supposedly aimed at. It's always working class people.
Paul, any other key items you would like to add? Any other developments?
You mentioned the military explosives, so that's about it now. They're starting to come out with a problem.
Well, what about all these raids all over the country?
Yeah, they've had raids in West Yorkshire, Leeds, which is about 30 minutes away from me, where the people don't answer, so they just blow the door off and storm in. We've had those raids before. We've had 500 of them over the past few years. Only two of the people involved in those raids were ever convicted, and that was on visa fraud, nothing to do with terrorism. So it seems just a measure to placate people, think the government's doing something
about
it.
Well, it's also to make the bobbies think they're doing something, because they're mainly good people.
Well, yeah, exactly. And I mean, the rules for associating with terrorists, as we've seen in the past, are things like landladies who let out a room to somebody who the government later says is a terrorist.
If you cash a check, if you cash a check of somebody on a terror list or a crime list, not even convicted, okay, this is Associated Press, we're talking multi-years in prison, million-dollar fines.
Yeah, so the rules are so lax on what associating with a terrorist is, which means that everybody's caught up in the dragnet.
Well, they also say you can retroactively, if you associated with somebody 5 years ago who later gets put on a terror list, you have associated with terrorists.
That's right.
But they're saying that the police state isn't strong enough in England, and we know you all want to be searched. We're trying. You know, there wasn't enough security, Paul. That's the problem.
Well, Charles Clarke, the Home Secretary, said ID cards wouldn't have stopped the attack, but they're part of the wider war on terror. So he's not outright coming out and calling for their introduction. They've got a bit wiser now, but it is there as an agenda to be introduced.
Well, Paul, the drill story got picked up all over the world, and what type of feedback have you been getting on it?
Well, yeah, it's we got the exclusive, basically. People have been giving me a lot of feedback, asking where the original link is to the BBC. The problem is that their radio archives can stream, but to record them you have to have a program which records them as an MP3. Although the Thursday archive is still up there, so you can listen to the whole program.
Oh, so you're getting stuff implying it isn't real when we have him on ITN on TV saying the same thing?
Yeah, exactly.
I know, it's just such denial people live in.
But if you go to BBC and then the Drive radio show, BBC Radio 5, the Thursday archive is still there, and it will still be there today and tomorrow. So if you don't believe it, click on it, fast forward an hour, and you'll hear.
Yeah, but didn't they shut up when you have you posted the ITN video on the original story so they can see video of him? Or maybe they'll accuse us of hiring the ITN people and having a fake set. You know, I got accused, and I still get accused in Police State 2000 of hiring 3,000 Marines, thousands of Germans and Dutch, Israelis, French, British, and Australian. I supposedly had the ship, the Coronado, the next class under an aircraft carrier, giant hovercraft, dozens of giant tanks, helicopters. I hired them, Paul. I had a giant ship come into the bay and launch, like, you know, 15 hovercraft.
Same with Bohemian Grove. You hired 200 people to wear hoods, didn't you?
Exactly. I've been caught now. I mean, it was only a $45 million budget, Paul. All right, Watson, keep it up. Lots of new developments at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. You take care.
All right, thanks, Alex.
We'll be right back with a few final calls. Stay with us.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
We're here, folks, Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. What, 10 to 1 Mountain, 9 to, what is it, noon Pacific. And at night, you can join us from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. The websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Watch those sites for continuing developments. We're going to take a few final calls from Arthur and Wolfgang here in just a moment. Before I do that, I didn't plug it last hour, so I need to this hour. We won't be here, folks. I have made 12 films. They are excellent. They are powerful. My new one, Martial Law 911, Rise of the Police State, is a mini-series.
the police state is covered, 9/11 is covered like no other film, and then who the globalists are, their occult connections, the Bohemian Grove, Skull and Bones, the Nazi connection. It's my best work, and it's $25.95. You get three films, basically. It's 3 hours long. It's excellent in three parts. Then there's Road to Tyranny, almost 3 hours long. It's about three or four films in one. It covers Oklahoma City and 9/11, whereas the new film doesn't. And you can get some of my videos as low as $5.95 a piece when you get multiple copies of some of the other films. So when you go to InfoWars.com, be sure and click on the specials and take advantage of those. Watch free clips of the films, read about them, you name it, order them right there at InfoWars.com. Or simply call toll-free. I'm going to give the number out twice. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv and get an online membership to see all the films, my weekly TV reports, all my best audio interviews, my book, Paul Watson's book, a bunch of other films. PrisonPlanet.tv. Take action today. Wolfgang in Kansas City. Go ahead, Wolfgang.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, how are you doing, Dave?
Good.
Good. Hey, I've been listening to your program here, and you brought up a lot of good points about the drills that they've been doing. Don't you think the terrorists that they're blaming on these bombings are pretty sophisticated to know in advance when and how these drills are going to be done?
Yeah, the terrorists, Well, that's because the terrorists and the government are one and the same. Is this the Wolfgang who used to be in Minnesota? You've been calling for 8 years. Haven't heard from you in a while.
Yes, sir. I've been out here in the trenches fighting the info war.
In fact, you've got a website promoting putting Patriot programming on Access TV around the country.
Right. It's inyourface.tvheaven.com. It's a brand new website that we just reconditioned.
Interface what?
.tvheaven.com.
Okay, we're almost out of time. What else is on your mind?
We're going around the country actually renting time on cable access, and we're putting these programs on commercial television now.
Wow. Well, you got to give the folks that answer the phone your number, Wolfgang. I'd like to talk to you. Take care, buddy. Good to hear from you. Arthur in Kansas, last caller. Go ahead, Arthur.
Hey, we had our 911. Now London's had their 913. That's Protocol 9, Section 13.
What's on your mind, Arthur?
I say we had our 911. Now London's had their 913. That's Protocol 9, Number 13.
Okay, I'm ignorant. Protocol of what?
That's talking about blowing up the underground to destroy the cities. Protocol of Zion.
Oh, I hadn't read that part.
Better.
I better. What else was on your mind?
That, well, I see these people on all these interviews from London. They look so matter of fact, so not disturbed at all about all this stuff.
But we should be afraid and give up all our liberties.
Yeah, but I mean, they've got a few blood spatters on them and all these nice bandages, and they're so calm and collected. I don't see any bodies being brought out from any place.
And they keep the media away from some people, and then it seems to be the same five or six people everywhere.
Yeah.
I've noticed that. Thank you. We're out of time, Arthur. We'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, back tomorrow, 11 to 2. God bless you all.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.